This is a church in miniature. It even has a mini flat roof, like the nave. Medieval porches weren't just for getting out of the rain. The first part of the medieval marriage and baptism services were held here, before entering the church. Some porches were also used as schoolrooms, although we don't know if that was the case here. Oddly, this porch doesn't have the stone benches along each side that nearly all medieval porches have. Perhaps they were taken out at some time, but some original features do remain. The niche on the right has lost its statue. But the holy water stoop on the left is still in place, its bowl worn down by centuries of use. Later in time, the Victorian metal gates were meant to replace the solid doors during summer months. But can you imagine having to lift those heavy doors off their hinges each year? The fine stained glass window by E.A. Lemon commemorates Douglas Berwick, the founder of the Evergreens Scout Troop in 1930. Lastly, look above the door into the porch. Can you see the line of an old roof? That's the roofline of the original timber porch before it was replaced in the 15th century. Now, let's go back into the church.